5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, this is not first class.
Circus! Afro Circus! Afro Circus! Afro
Welcome to The Clown Car, a parenting podcast where a mom
and a dad
talk about what it's like being the ringleaders in their own circus.
We are not professionals. The only credentials we have are our four kids. So do your research and find what works for you.
Hello, fellow ringleaders. We are your hosts, Crystal and Barry Ricks.
Yay! Woo!
And we are recording later than usual.
We blame Crystal.
I am to blame. I guess we can talk about that in a second.
So, yeah. Let's just jump right into it. Let's talk about our crazy circus.
It's time for the stories of the week.
So, stories of the week. Go.
Okay, well, I am in charge of planning a youth camp for my church in the summer. So that's been requiring a lot of driving. This week alone, I've driven 3 times to a town that's 2 hours away. Or city. It's not really a town.
Yeah.
City that's 2 hours away to plan this youth camp with some other people. So, but it's also been spring break. Woo!
Yay, woo!
So,
I guess it would be more woo if we actually did something. But we had plans for spring break. Like, we were going to go to Dallas, and we were going to do some awesome things. But then our niece decided to call us and say, I'm getting married. And so we had to cancel that.
How dare she ruin our plans?
To go to the wedding later this month. But we're going to turn that into our vacation and spend a week over there.
Right. So, yeah, spring break was not as
eventful?
Yeah, I guess eventful. I had this dream. I always have dreams of, like, spending it all, like,
delusions of grandeur?
Not even, well, is it grand to say, every day I'm going to play outside with my children?
But that's not what your delusions of grandeur are. Your delusions of grandeur are like, we're going to do 10 billion activities throughout this week.
Well, we didn't do anything, and I didn't play with them ever. So that was great. Basically, they watched TV and jumped on the trampoline.
Well,
go spring break.
Yeah.
But there was one point where the girls wanted to play outside and the boys didn't. Grayson wanted to play a video game. So I let him play his video game and the girls went outside and I was sitting out there reading my book like I always do. And they ran off to the neighbors to go play. So I'm sitting outside all alone reading. I'm like, I kind of look weird just sitting out in my front porch.
People do that all the time.
I know, but it felt weird. And so, but then I was thinking, how sad that I'm out here trying to entertain myself when my son's in there and has been asking me to play this game with him, like, since we got it. So I went inside and I was like, do you want to play with me? And he's like, yeah! So I had one redeeming parenting moment for the week.
Woo! You've had more than that.
Yeah, well, at another point, I was laying in bed, reading.
What?
In the morning. I took advantage of the kids not having to go to school. And our 2-year-old crawls in bed with me, and he gets his little Pokemon book and is going through the book with me, showing me pictures and talking about it. And I said, hang on, Jack. I have to go potty. And Jackson said, no potty. And I was like, hang on, I just have to go potty. And he's like, no potty. And he jumps out of the bed and runs over to our bathroom. And I was like, don't you lock that door. And he just smiles at me and closed the door. And I couldn't tell what. But then he comes and sits back down on the bed and goes, no potty. And so I get up and I check the door and he locked it. Locked me out. And I cannot do the MacGyver thing and unlock the door. So I couldn't do my hair or my makeup. So I looked like a swamp witch when he came home. You're welcome. Blame Jackson.
A hot swamp witch.
All for you, baby.
So.
What a turd.
I know, right?
And then the next day, he locked it again.
Yep.
Turd. We love you, little turd.
So, well, continuing on Jackson's stories.
Ooh.
So, Crystal was at meetings all day, and so I was kind of by myself with the kids. And I tried to feed our children dinner. It didn't really work out. But Grayson had placed all his Yu-Gi-Oh cards out because they were going to play Yu-Gi-Oh
mm-hmm.
after dinner.
Uh-oh.
And Jackson had taken the cards, and like after dinner, the cards weren't there. And Grayson's like, he's like, where are the cards?
I haven't heard this story.
He's like, Jackson. He's like, because we knew it was Jackson. He's
of
like,
course.
We're like, he's like, Jackson, where'd you put the cards? And for the first time ever that I've ever heard him say this, he's like, it wasn't me. But he kind of said it in his Jackson voice. So he's like, he kind of mumbled.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't me. And so I was just like, I kind of giggled to myself. And then he said it again later when Grayson was searching desperately for his cards. And Jackson's like, it wasn't me.
That's funny. He probably locked him in the bathroom.
And no, what he ended up doing is he put him back in their proper place where Grayson always keeps them. Like, because Grayson has a designated spot that he keeps all of his cards mm-hmm. in a little container on his that he keeps on his bed. And he didn't think to look there. We looked everywhere. Like, Grayson was, like, even looking, like, in the laundry room.
Wow.
Or, like, in, like, cupboards and stuff. I'm like, Jackson's not going to put it in cupboards. I'm like, he probably just took it and dropped it on the floor somewhere. But he actually took it back and put it in its container. And finally...
Smart kid.
Finally, well, it was the responsible thing to do. There was cards all
over. Except for the lying.
I know. Wasn't me. So, there you go.
Great. So now he's learned a new phrase that's going to bless our lives.
But he learned that from his siblings, though.
That's awesome. So, wow. Jackson.
Well,
almost died this week.
Yeah. You told me about that. Relate the story.
I will. So, I went to McDonald's with some friends. And, I mean, there's not much to tell, but we were leaving. And usually our kids are really, really good about listening. And for some reason, we get out the doors and Jackson just bolts into the parking lot. And there's this black sports car pulling out. And, of course, they're zooming on through the parking lot. And they almost ran right into Jackson. And usually I'm a pretty chill, calm parent, but I was like, Jackson! Like, screamed his name. It was terrifying. And the other car, I mean, the brakes didn't squeal. It wasn't that close, but it was close enough where my heart started racing. And then, of course, I pictured him getting run over and killed.
Yeah.
It happened, so.
Well, I pictured that today, like, because I, like I said, I was by myself and Crystal had the car. So I took the kids and we walked to church today. And we walked on one of the busiest roads in our town.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to walk along that one.
And we get to a spot, and I had it all planned out. I'm like, I'm just going to walk on this side of the street until we get to, the light, and then we're going to cross. And then we're going to cross again, because we had to cross one way and then the other way. But we get to this point in the road. Then there's no sidewalk. It turns into a field.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pushing two kids in a double stroller with no path. And I'm just like, oh, well, I guess I'm going to have to cross at this section of the road where there's not a crosswalk, but there's, it's an intersection of
right.
streets. So, it's not necessarily like I'm crossing in the middle of the street. I'm crossing at where a person would cross if you thought about it. And so I'm just like, okay, guys, we're going to cross right here. And I said, but I don't want you sprinting and running across the street. I want you to just walk normally and stay with me. And so we start, and I'm like, okay, go. And we start going, and Jay doesn't start going. Like, And she's like pausing, and I'm like, Joy has to go, because we had to go because there were cars coming.
Right.
And it's just like,
was she scared or?
I think she was a little scared because we weren't crossing at like a crosswalk.
Right. You're jaywalking, breaking the law.
Yeah, that's right. and so she was a little scared, but I mean, the cars weren't close at all, like in your situation, but I still had the thought go through my head, like, I'm going to die, cross the street. Oh, that reminds me, another car, this happened this week, where, like, I'm coming home from work, and Jay is playing across the street at a friend's house.
Oh, right.
And she, I don't think she was, like, getting ready to run back home, and she starts running across the street, like, doesn't look at all. And luckily, it was me, and I was watching her, because I was going to, you know, wave at her when I was driving by. And she, like, starts, like, she's already, like, 2 or 3 feet bolting into the street. And I'm like, honk!
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, scared her to death. Like,
good!
And then afterwards, you know, I parked, and she came, and I calmly told her, I'm like, you need to look both ways. Like, every single time I said, I was watching for you, but I said someone else and a car just happened to be passing again. I'm like, that car maybe not have been watching you. And you were just running out without looking. And I'm like, and you could have got hit by a car. And it's funny because when I took Lacey out, Lacey and Daddy went out for a little Lacey Daddy time. And we got on the topic about cars. And I'm like, that's right. And like, what do you do when you cross the street? Because I, you know, this has been a theme of the week, apparently. And she's like, you look both ways. And I said, what happens when you don't look both ways and you go into the street? She's like, you get hit by a car. And I said, and what happens when you get hit by a car? You die. And I'm like, that's right. And so yeah.
No, it's been frustrating. But I think they've just gotten so complacent with running across the street. Because we don't live in a very busy neighborhood.
Yeah.
But it's still, it's just scary. Let's just never send our kids outside again.
That's right.
Speaking of scary. So, breathe. You don't have to hold your breath for this story. So, I'm at that one meeting for the youth camp on Monday.
Yes.
Last Monday. And we're outside at a park. And our oldest, because it's spring break, so I had to lug all 4 kids to this meeting. And our oldest says, I'm bored. And I was like, just go sit in the car. I mean, we're in a really excluded park and our car's right by us. And so I said, just go sit in the car and play the iPad. So he goes in there and then all of my other kids follow him in there. And they're all playing.
Little
and
lemmings.
We're planning the meeting. And then all of a sudden I see one of the doors in our car swing open. And I just see one of the kids dumping out our expensive water bottles all over the ground. And I was like, don't waste the water. And then all of a sudden, Grayson comes over to me just crying. And I was like, what happened? And he said, I was sitting in the car and I found a squirter and I was trying to squirt it and I squirt myself in the eyes. And I was just sitting there like, squirter? We don't have a squirter in the car. And I was like, oh no, was it pink? And he's like, yeah. And he had opened the glove box, pulled out my container of pepper spray, figured out how to undo the child lock, and pepper sprayed himself in the eyes. It was horrible. It was horrible. It's the worst thing ever.
Oh.
So I was, and I'm in this meeting with someone that I've never met before. It was just me and her, but it was so embarrassing. And it's sad that embarrassment was like the first thing I felt.
Like, yep, my son just pepper sprayed himself.
Best parent ever. And so I just run over to the car and get the other water bottle and like, flush your eyes. So I'm pouring water in my hands and I'm like, open your eyes when you put them in my hand. And we're like dumping water all over his face and he's crying. And poor kid's just sitting there going, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. And like hugging me. And I was like, dude, I think you've been punished enough. Like, I don't even have anything to say to you. And so, yeah, so it really, we washed out his eyes for like 10 minutes, and then he just came and sat by me and was crying because it hurt to open his eyes, and both me and the other lady were like, or he was trying to hold back his tears, and we're like, you need to cry because that's going to flush it out better than anything. So after we said that, he just started bawling and put his hand on our head on my shoulder and just cried and cried. But I drove 2 hours to this meeting. I wasn't about to cancel it. So I'm just sitting there. I'm just sitting there like rubbing his back and patting it and like, okay, so let's keep going.
They're there. They're there.
I know, it was horrible. I'm like, this lady probably thinks I'm a psycho, but I just, I mean, this camp stressed me out.
Or you're a tough mama. Be like, suck it up.
I know, I'm just rubbing his back. And every few minutes, I'm like, are you okay? And he's like, yeah. And then 20 minutes later, he comes up to us and he's like, my lips burn. And we look up, we're like, ugh! And his whole face, I mean, the way I picture it is it looks like he got stung by a bee and was allergic because his whole face, not swollen, but was like red splotches everywhere, like anaphylactic, or someone just took acid and went, or I guess took pepper spray.
Someone did put acid. Yeah, they did.
So
he did.
But as far as it goes, I am grateful because all of my kids were in the car. And I don't know, I guess I've always pictured pepper spray being like a cloud, not a little
No.
Does that paint the right imagery? It's like a stream of pepper.
Pepper spray.
So, I mean, he could have pepper sprayed our 2-year-old. That would have been beyond a nightmare.
That's right. You would have got, I think you probably would have been furious if he did it to someone else. But since he did it to himself, it's just like, oh, well. Now you know not to mess with stuff in the glove compartment.
I know. And then so, but I did tell him, I was like, now you know that you never want to be a bad guy. And he's like, what? And I was like, the reason why we keep pepper spray in our car is to spray bad guys.
That's right.
And I was like, everyone has pepper spray to spray a bad guy. And he's like, oh, yeah, this was hurt so bad.
But then we talked about how he could be a cop now because part of a lot of police officers' training is they have to be pepper sprayed and do some, you know, take down a bad guy. And I'm like, so you're tough like a cop. And that made him happy.
Right. So, yeah, he was excited about that. But what's funny is, of course, that's the story I'm telling everybody. Because how many times do you ever hear of a kid getting pepper sprayed?
Yeah, your kid pepper spraying themselves.
I'm not bragging. It's just like, this is the craziest thing that's ever happened.
Yeah.
And so I was telling my friends about it while we were having a play date over spring break. And Grayson just came up to me and goes, I don't like it when you tell that story. And I was like, oh, is it embarrassing you? And he's like, no, it just makes me feel it again. Like, I can feel how it burns. I can
feel it. We're like, wow, that's like a trigger.
Right. So anyway, that's our crazy story of the week.
So, but we went back to that town again on Saturday because we had to cancel all our big spring break plans, but we're like, we need to at least make one day fun and special. So, and I still had to work, so we had to wait until Saturday, and we went back and we're like, all right, we're gonna go to Chuck E. Cheese.
Woo!
And it was fun. We, you know, we ordered pizza and had fun. And the great thing about Chuck E. Cheese is it doesn't matter what the game is, every game is one token.
So which it's like, is 1/4.
It's like 1/4. Like, it doesn't matter if it's like a big game or a little game. Everything's a quarter.
Right. And we've been to other arcades where those same games were like $1.50.
Yeah.
So it is awesome. Although we did have a bad experience with the pizza.
Well, not with the pizza, but just with the time it took them to get the pizza to us.
Because we kept saying like, man, we've been waiting a long time and all these other people are getting their pizza. And so Barry went up to check the front person, like, we haven't gotten our pizza yet. And she goes back and checks,
and then she comes up and she's like, oh yeah, I guess it's gonna be like another 10 minutes. And so like another 20 minutes go by.
And we had told our kids we're not gonna play games until after we eat lunch. So they're just wandering around for 40 minutes and they're like, I'm bored.
But luckily they had like a playground too that they didn't really ever play on.
Yeah, they never played on it. Lame.
But then finally I found someone else. I found someone that was bringing a pizza out to someone else. Because
his wife was getting hangry.
And I was just like, we've been waiting 45 minutes for our pizza. And she's like, what number are you? We're like 5. And she's like, we never got a ticket for a number 5. And so she's like, what was your order? And I told her the order. And then she's like, it'll be on your table in 10 minutes. And it was.
Right. They got it out way fast.
And so it's just like, ugh, come on.
But other than that, it was really great.
It was fun.
Except at the end, it was like the kids were saying, we don't get any more tokens. Like, once they used up all their tokens, they were all sad and whiny.
Yeah.
And then when we got prizes, some of them were sad and whiny that they didn't get the big $2,600,000 ticket one. And we had like 70 tickets. So that's always frustrating. But I need to just let that go.
But it was still fun. And then we went to a big gigantic park that is like a big wooden castle and played there for like an hour. And then we went to Barnes & Noble and everyone was able to buy a book. And then we went home, but it was a good day.
It was good. Oh, the other thing we did this week was we watched Matilda.
Yeah.
We actually bought Matilda because we couldn't find it anywhere. And because we read the book, we mentioned that last week. And so for Harry Potter, we always did a big Harry Potter day. But for Matilda, I just made a chocolate cake. Because if you know the story, there's a big thing about cake.
And you put plastic lizards in their cups.
And it was fun and adorable. Because,
you know, they put the newt in the water. So, but the kids really liked the movie and they actually ended up watching it again on our road trip to
love their lizards.
To Lubbock. And so, yeah.
Good week.
Good week.
Speaking of?
Well, just talking about, you know, spring break, kids and everything, and since we didn't have school for the kids, we felt like we didn't have to necessarily go to bed earlier than we thought, and we stayed up late a lot.
You and me?
And
here I am yawning.
And now, of course, like we always say, we're tired. So, but we wanted to read, we found an article that talked about sleep deprivation and what it does to parents.
Right. Because you all know when you're tired, you're not a very happy parent.
Yeah. And basically the article just talks about how, like, just here's one sentence out of it that really emphasizes what the article's about. Sleep deprivation stills your patience towards your children. Without patience, apathy, and anger easily replace love and gentleness.
Right. And there's a ton of research.
And I can agree with that because when I'm tired,
yeah,
I don't want to do anything.
And I can always, the closer it gets to nighttime, the shorter my fuse gets.
Yeah.
Because I'm just exhausted.
Well, like even today, I hit that point where I'm just like, I'm so tired. And the kids are like, you know, come do this. Or they didn't really ask me to do a lot today. But initially they were like, because they ended up building a blanket tent in the living room today, which was fun. But they're like, oh, come help and come be in our tent and stuff like that. I'm like, no, I don't want to. Because I was tired. But I ended
up... Did you say it like that?
Well, no, not really. But I ended up actually helping them make the tent. I didn't go in it, but...
You did a good job.
But yeah, I could totally... I see myself, like, my... fuse is a lot shorter when I'm tired.
Right.
And I'm the type of person, I don't like to admit when I'm tired.
No, you don't.
And
I'm grateful to hear you admit it now.
And Crystal always is like, she's like, oh, you're so tired right now. And I'm like, I'm not tired. I'm not.
I love you so much for recognizing your weakness.
And it frustrates me so bad when she tells me that, but it's because I'm tired though. And I don't want to, I don't know, maybe it's the man side of me or just I don't want to appear like I can't do something and I'm weak or something like that. And so I'm just like, I'm not tired. I'm just something else. But no, it's ultimately you're tired, but tired leads to other things. It leads to grumpiness, it then leads to anger, and your fuse is so much shorter, and you explode at your kids a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
And so, sleep, people. It's important.
Well, and they say there's a ton of research about how terrible sleep deprivation is for kids and adults. And for kids, not getting enough sleep or getting enough sleep decreases obesity, it improves school performance, and helps your kids succeed socially. And there's a lot of research for adults with the same thing, that it can decrease obesity and cancer.
And memory loss.
And memory... Sleep deprivation can cause everything in adults, to obesity, to cancer, to memory loss, and early death.
And they, just for not sleeping enough.
Right. Some research even claims that driving sleep deprived is worse than driving drunk.
I believe that.
That's crazy.
That's how I wrecked my car.
That's true. When you're a teenager.
When I was a teenager, I fell asleep because I was so tired, and I ended up rolling my car.
But they say that there's no formal research about how sleep deprivation
affects parenting.
Because they said you can't really do a study of child abuse instances or...
Yeah, because who's going to want to do that survey? Yeah,
sign me up for that study. Like,
when I'm tired, I beat my children. So it's just, there's... But there, yeah, there's... So there's tons of studies about health issues, but it never focuses on... There's not as research about parenting, but... We can relate the same type of health issues and other things that relate to sleep deprivation and just apply that to parenting.
Right. So now you can say, if you're fat, it's because you're tired.
I'm not fat. I'm just tired.
I'm sleep deprived.
I'm sleep deprived.
But, well, and I like how she says, the author talks about, when I'm tired, my kids watch TV when I usually don't let them, because...
Or you
just want to get through the day.
You give in and give them snacks or what they want because you just don't want to deal with it.
Right. Or if your toddler's throwing a fit, you want to just give them what they want so you don't have to deal with the whining.
Part of the article talks about, second part of the article talks about attuning yourself with your kids. And essentially meaning that you are there, you're all there, and you understand your children, and you know what you need to do, and you do the proper things. Whereas not being attuned with your children is being, you know, angry with them, short tempered, you know, not wanting to do anything with them, and yeah, so
it's like the story of my life. Not really, but I am always tired. I feel like I'm always tired.
Yeah.
So I'm sleep deprived.
Yeah, sleep deprived, and then we, you know, and then we're like, well, how? The article doesn't really go over like how long you're supposed to sleep, and then, you know, there's the general doctor's, you know, recommendation, like 7 to 9 hours is good for healthy adults, but the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute recommends 7 to 8 hours, so you don't necessarily need to go to that 9.
I need to go to that 9.
And then it says, and guidelines for children are 10 hours of sleep. Even for teenagers can be 9 to 10 hours of sleep. So, because they're developing a lot more than we are.
I slept all the time when I was a teenager.
See, I didn't, though. Like, I stayed up, and then...
I stayed up late, and then I napped, like, all day.
Yeah. But... So, and you all know that already, but
seven
to 9 hours.
What we're challenging you and us is, if you find yourself being sleep deprived and it's affecting your parenting, then
take a nap.
Or not a nap, but we need to find what can we remove from our lives to help us get to bed earlier.
Yeah.
Like, if you're staying up to watch that last episode of whatever show... Like Grapefruit Chuck Race. Is it really worth sacrificing your relationship with your children?
And your spouse.
Yeah.
Although we don't usually get angry at each other, but we can get short with each other when we're tired.
I get frustrated with you more when I'm tired.
Yeah. So it's good for your marriage and for parenting.
And for yourself.
And yeah.
It's good for everybody.
It's just good.
Go to bed.
Get some sleep. Why are you listening to us?
And we're going to get some sleep right now.
So, yeah, thank you for listening to The Clown Car. Parenting is hard, and we believe you should get a gold star just for trying.
Just remember, our way is not the only way. Find what works for you, as long as it's 8 hours of sleep.
That's right.
You are doing a good job.
You can follow us and share your thoughts on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and email us at theclowncarshow@gmail.com, and make sure you
subscribe,
rate, review our show on iTunes, and until next time,
enjoy your circus.
You've been listening to a Closet Geek Studios production. For all information about Closet Geek Studios, visit theclosetgeek.net for all your geeky needs, or follow us on Twitter and Facebook.